Democratic Senator Mark Begich isn't conceding, and it's likely that race won't be decided until next week. More than 22,000 ballots remain uncounted, and more are arriving in the mail. But with Sullivan ahead by more than 8,000 votes, the uncounted ballots would have to favor Begich by a huge margin if he's to stay in office. Republican Dan Sullivan was ahead almost 4 percentage points at the end of election night. He thanked supporters and told them he wasn't making a victory speech.
Door knocking, phone calls. You guys made it happen.
Begich went home before midnight saying he's hopeful his massive outreach in rural Alaska will pay off. Jim Lotsfeld ran a $10 million super PAC supporting Begich. He maintains the uncounted early and absentee votes will break their way.
Oh, it's not over. Begich has never had a result that was good for him on election night. It always goes down to the wire. And so I think in about 10 days when all the votes are counted, we'll see.